It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado workers have a new guarantee of paid sick leave. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The pandemic will have a lasting effect on workers' rights in Colorado. A new state law requires employers to grant all their employees paid sick leave. In the first year, the law will apply to companies with at least 16 employees. Next year, it will expand to include all employers. This is the first time that state law will require paid leave for workers. Employers must provide at least 6 sick days per year, but the law does not apply to gig workers. The new law overlaps, for now, with an executive order from Governor Jared Polis, which requires most companies to offer 2 weeks of sick leave during the public health emergency. The state will also launch a paid family leave program starting in 2024. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
It's now easier for some people who moved to Colorado to keep working in their chosen field before getting licensed here, CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
In the past, the state required reciprocity to honor many professional certificates. That is to say, an acupuncturist could only work here if the state they were licensed in also accepted Colorado licenses. This new law does away with that and says if your former state has similar requirements to Colorado's, that license can now work here, too. It covers more than 24 professions, from architects to veterinarians. It also singles out military spouses by making it easier for them to apply for a free temporary license to work in their field in Colorado for 3 years. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver Broncos Hall of Famer Floyd Little died Friday. He had cancer, nicknamed the franchise. Denver drafted the running back in 1967, and many credit him with saving football in the Mile High City. Floyd Little was 78. And the Broncos ended their season Sunday with a close loss to the Raiders. It was 32-31 in Denver. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.